Hello, everyone. Welcome to season two of Promises Podcast. I can't believe I'm saying that. We're here. It's 2020. It is February 3rd, and I am recording the first episode of season two of Promises Podcast. I cannot wait to dive in and talk about some awesome stuff. I am going to incorporate a lot more interviews this season. I've already recorded two that'll be coming up within the next month. I can't wait to share with you the people I've met and lessons I've learned in the past 6 months. Let's dive in. Thank you so much for being here. I'm excited. This is going to be an amazing year and an amazing season. Today's episode is simply a brief introduction to this new season. If you were here last season, you kind of know the topics I talk about and the kind of things I'm interested in. But if you're new here, me, Promise Rhodes, I'm kind of a silly, funny person. If you follow me on any of my social media, most likely everything you see, or like 99% of what you'll see will be kind of silly or giving advice, but from like a funny position, just to kind of make things not so serious. But here, I like to kind of come to my other side and talk about the more serious things, the things that maybe make me sad or that affect people in a negative way. I try to kind of help people realize how to turn around a negative situation. And I just kind of share my life and lessons I've learned and things that I'm learning in hopes of helping someone else who might be going through something similar. It's all positivity. If anything I say is at all polarizing, that's not my intention at all. I am here to include everyone. I don't come at people for their beliefs in religion, politics, anything like that. I do have my own thoughts on, you know, controversial issues, but that's not the point of this podcast. And I am never someone that pushes my ideals on anyone. Everyone is allowed to believe and follow whatever they want to. And if I disagree, most of the time I'm just going to keep my mouth shut. Unless someone directly asks me a question about something, then I will give my opinion, but in a very kind and loving way. I do not ever want anyone to feel uncomfortable or pushed away when they're around me or if they're listening to this podcast. So that's kind of just where I am, where I come from here. And like I said, I'm really a pretty easygoing, like, funny person. But here I kind of like to tone it back and talk about some more serious things. Again, if you don't really know who I am and you've just kind of stumbled across this, or maybe a friend of yours shared it to you, my name's Promise Rhodes, and first and foremost, I'm a vocalist and a songwriter. I play a little bit of acoustic guitar so that, you know, I basically taught myself so that I could put music to my songs and then sing them. But first and foremost, I'm definitely a vocalist and songwriter. I don't know that much about musical theory. I struggle with learning different chords on the guitar, so I am not a musician by any means. I can play a little bit of guitar, and my first love is singing. And so I've been singing since I was super young, but when I was 15, I learned guitar and started really kind of pumping out songs just for my own therapy, basically. I would put my thoughts and feelings into words that rhymed, and then I would put music to them. And then when I was, I believe, 17, the first band I was ever in, the only band so far, but the first band I was ever in was called Elmo Whedon. And we started in College Station, Texas, which is where Texas A&M is. That is where I was born and raised. So it was me and four other people, one of which was my sister. And we had the best time ever. I think we did that for like on and off in total, probably about 5 years. Yeah, I think about 5 years. We had 2 EPs. We came in second at a Battle of the Bands. We toured around Texas. It was just a wonderful time. My favorite thing to do is to perform live with a band. Now, performing live just by myself is a different story, but I'm sure we'll get into that later on this season. I started this podcast summer of 2019 because I felt like I had a lot to say and a lot to share that might help other people. So that's why I started the podcast, and it just kind of, I wouldn't say the quality of my podcast is amazing, but I'm surprised. I got 13 episodes in last season and they were pretty well received. So it just encouraged me to continue each time. And this season is going to be a bit more structured. I'm going for at least 14 episodes, but what I think I'm going to be doing, and y'all can totally leave a voice message if you're using Anchor or message me on my social media and let me know what you think of this. But I think I might be doing every other Wednesday, starting Wednesday, February 5th. If y'all don't think that's enough, or if you think that that's kind of weird, let me know. I just think for me right now, it is the best schedule because there's not so much pressure to get something out every week. And like I said earlier, I'm doing interviews this season. I already have 2 recorded, and I want to make sure to give people plenty of time to get back in touch with me when I contact them for interviews. And I want to give myself time because, and we will talk about all this. I got a job. It's a temporary job, doing some contracting work with a company that's local. And so I'm busy again. And briefly, the reason I got the job is because I just didn't have any money to put towards making music. And I really needed some money to purchase some recording stuff that I need to get my music out on Spotify and SoundCloud as quickly as possible. And hopefully iTunes. I'm not quite sure of the process of getting stuff on iTunes, but I'll figure that out. So that's where I am right now. The schedule, like I'm thinking, like I said, will be every other Wednesday starting February 5th. Let me know what y'all think of that. I just think that it'll be easier, and I'm thinking that once, so that's about 2 episodes a month. 1 episode a month, me just kind of talking, and then 1 episode of an interview. Or if I get enough feedback from people that I'd like to interview, I could make it where it's almost always an interview. But not all the time, because sometimes I have thoughts and I want to get them out and bounce my ideas off of y'all. So that is basically it for today. I just wanted to do a brief introduction, say hello again, because it's been a little while, and I'm so excited to be back. I'm so excited that there are people who actually listen to this. Like, there are people who listen to every episode, and that kind of blows my mind, but it makes me feel really good. It's very flattering and humbling at the same time. So thank you so much. I really appreciate it. I hope that some of my topics that I talk about are encouraging to you and help you to not feel alone if you're going through hard times, and maybe help you to think a little bit too about personal growth and change. I can't wait to share some of this stuff, but I'm taking tiny steps, and I'm actually seeing change in myself the past few months because I'm daily choosing to be better and make good choices. So I can't wait. I'll share much more of that stuff in later episodes, but that's all I'm going to say for today. Come back. I'm thinking in 2 weeks. So I'm not sure which Wednesday that is. I'm so sorry. But my first interview guest for this season is DeAndre Wilson, and you do not want to miss it. He has an amazing story. He lost his father to cancer, and he talks about that and the legacy that his dad left and that he is continuing on for his dad. So you don't want to miss that interview. It will be the next episode 2 weeks from today. And then if you think that maybe I should be doing an episode every week, let me know, because depending on demand, I can make it happen. I'm just trying to kind of like take it easy on myself and ease into it. But if the demand is there, I'll do it because I love y'all and I love doing this for y'all and staying in touch. Thank you so much. Have a good rest of your February. I'll be back in 2 weeks with DeAndre Wilson. Like I said, you don't want to miss it. Love y'all.